Hi, good morning. Steve here, and it's Life Church Lichfield's daily podcast on this Thursday morning as we rapidly approach a bank holiday weekend and the month of May upon us any day now. I was just in the car last night and hearing some radio discussion around politics, and I suddenly was gripped with a title that belongs to Keir Starmer. He is the leader of the opposition. And the very title, for a minute, just sort of grabbed my imagination. So somebody asks you, what do you do for a job? I'm the leader of the opposition. As British people, we understand what that means and we understand what the role is. But it was just that word opposition. So I'm here to oppose whatever you stand up for. I'm here to oppose whatever rules you make. And so the thing goes on, but I'm oversimplifying it. The point I'm getting to is, as I was driving and just thinking about that word opposite, I was thinking of the opposites that come into the life of Christ, but not just the life of Christ. I'm thinking of his cross and his resurrection, and how that event on Calvary that brings forgiveness to us all is just a list of opposites. And I'm sure you can probably think of more, but I've just listed about six or seven here that just came to mind as I got home and started to write these down. So here are the opposites of the cross. Of course, the obvious one is that it was death that led to resurrection. Death brought life. Sorrow brought forgiveness. The bleak end of what the disciples were witnessing led to future hope. The trial that Christ went through led to the triumph of the cross and our victory in life. The victim nature of how they pursued and hunted and murdered Jesus, the victim led to victory. And of course, one that's often repeated in many songs and hymns over the years, it meant that the lost could now be found. Wow. What a list of opposites of the cross. And I challenge you today, if you've got the time available, just to sit down with a pen and a piece of paper. You don't have to do that, but it's probably helpful to write them down and perhaps think of some of the opposites that have happened in your life as a result of you meeting Christ. You might be repeating some of the things I've said here. It might be that sometime in your life, all you could see was a bleak end to where everything was leading. But you met Christ, and now there's a future hope for your life. You perhaps were lonely and felt lonely, isolated. But through Christ, you found a friend, the Bible tells us, that sticks closer than a brother. And in Christian faith, you found a family that we know as the church, the people who are around you, who stick with you and support you. List all those. Take your time throughout the day. Just jot them down and just remind yourself with a grateful heart of the incredible nature of the things that God has done for us, the opposites of the cross that have brought the opposites in my life. Lord, we come today and thank you for the cross, the price you paid for us, that achieved all of these things and many more that we could list here. And we say thank you. And we rejoice in all that it is and all that it means to us. I pray, Lord, you'd just fill us today as we just ponder the things that are part of our now life that weren't part of our then life. God, make it a great day. Carpe diem. Bless you all.